This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's a really good way to do it.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
I think so. I agree with you. Nikki, do you agree? Let's go Radio
yes,
Voice.
I agree.
Radio Voice is only tonight here on Free Talk Live.
All right, let's stop that.
Anyway.
We could try that.
But that's where we got that from, right?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, it was a Saturday Night Live bit.
Yeah. Love Saturday Night. Well, I used to, I used to love Saturday Night Live. It got a little stale.
It comes and goes. It's done more going.
Yeah. It's in the going part.
It's busy going. Before we go on, though, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with one Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful, but Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. I was thinking about this the other day, the way that Dash is organized, and that they have a 10% that goes into this treasury, and then people can
right into the pool.
Put forward a proposal on what to do with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Imagine if our tax dollars work.
This is the difference between government and governance.
Yes.
Right? So governance can be achieved voluntarily, as is evidenced by this 10% sort of a thing here. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, this could be a way to fund charities. Right? This could be a way to fund, I don't know, roads, right? Yeah. All the things, all the things the non-statists or the statists, use against
the
non-statists.
What about the roads?
Yeah. I mean, it would be great if there was a checklist on your tax form. Like, all right, here are 100 things.
To.
Yeah, what a percentage, like.
Well, and that's the thing. And then you think, because some people might argue, then what if no one wants to support this thing? Well, then maybe we shouldn't be funding it.
Right.
If no one wants to support the Ukraine war or whatever,
well, 0%.
Then maybe and the money point, shouldn't go towards
at
that.
At that point, it would no longer be a tax form. It would just be a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's do that.
So then we can get rid of the government altogether.
Great. I'm glad we could clear this up.
Yeah. Then everything just boom.
Right. Yeah. Roads? Yeah, I like the roads. I'll give you a little bit of money for the roads.
I think roads could be easily provided privately, and you would end up doing something like subscribing to a road service provider, much like you subscribe to an internet service provider or your cell phone plan, right?
Right. Roads is a utility.
Yeah. Like, you get your bill every month. Oh, yep, got to pay it for my roads, right? That amount that you pay would be so minuscule compared
absolutely.
To what you pay in taxes for
right,
roads.
Right.
And well,
they would
the
be built and maintained a lot cheaper, too.
And better.
And better.
Oh, no, because if you do a crap job, then looks like you're fired when we're hiring this other guy next time. But we don't have that option now.
There'd be innovation from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And competition.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you're paving the road, as part of your contract, you could say, I'm going to put up my own signs for my paving company. This road paved by Steve Classic Paving Company.
Yeah,
and people are like, wow, that road is awesome.
I was reading about things where, like, apparently this happens in other places in the world currently. Private roads are built, and then they just charge for advertising on billboards along the road.
That's perfect.
Like, okay, there you go. Boom.
I mean, there are so many better ways that we can answer all of these questions.
Right.
Roads, libraries, hospitals,
none of which
schools involve
violence and armed conflict with men with badges who think they have extra rights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got, I believe this is Joe calling from Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everyone if I don't get a chance to call in and say Merry Christmas.
Right back at you.
Okay. You know, you're talking about the Ukraine war and what's going on with Gaza and stuff. We're destroying those two countries. We're killing innocent people on the name of congressmen and senators getting money from the companies they invest in. We should stop killing people, and we should stop destroying their countries.
Well, we're not killing anybody.
I know. I'm talking about the people.
You're talking about the United States of America.
Incorporated.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, absolutely. The United States of America should stop bombing other countries, period. They should stop funding other countries' militaries, period. They should immediately dismantle the current military. Replace it with war. We're going to have some different... Like, I don't care, because the United States of America spends an astronomical amount of money on military. Something like 100 times more than the next country, right? Like, the amount of money the United States spends on military is orders of magnitude more than the next highest spending country on military.
Yeah, that can't be necessary.
So, I mean, if you need to look for what an empire is military domination of a certain geographical area, the United States of America is currently the largest empire planet Earth has ever seen.
Yeah, also, we're in these different countries, and they don't want us there.
Right?
Only the people who are making the money, like Zelensky, right?
Yeah.
He's got over $11 billion now in his own pockets. Where did that money come from?
From our pockets.
The money that the U.S. gave to him. But he's keeping that $11 billion from the people who are hungry. That $11 billion dollars could buy food. That $11 billion could buy medicine. That $11 billion could buy, temporary setups where they're not freezing their rear ends off and dying of pneumonia.
Yep. But the politicians don't care. Like, this is, I agree with you. And people should be far more upset. You should be upset. I agree with you. But, it just illustrates that the politicians don't effing care. They don't care.
They don't.
They only care about themselves. More for them, less for you, more for their buddies. In the words of George Carlin, it's a big club and you ain't in it.
And I feel like a lot of the the patriot American types that are really into the military, and they're they have this illusion,
America,
that they're helping, right? They're like, yeah, the U.S. military is helping. They think it's like World War II, right, where the U.S. troops came in and the Holocaust people were, people that were in prisons, they saw the U.S. military and they were like, oh my gosh, they're here to save us. I think that was the last time that someone was excited to see the U.S. military and they were like, oh, they're going to save us. Exciting. I don't think since World War II, the U.S. military has really done anything to, substantially to help people. I think it's just been more... just more crap.
Yeah. I mean, we look at, I obviously am not old enough to have experienced World War II. One of my grandfathers was in that war, and he rarely, if ever, talked about it. I can't remember a time he talked about it. There was one time he mentioned it, and it was a very short sentence, and that was it. But I can't claim to know how people felt in World War II, because for all we know, that was all propaganda. That was all just the U.S. feeding stories to the media going, they want us there. They're excited to have us there, even if they weren't.
I guess my perception of that just goes based off of, memoirs of people in Poland and in Germany that I've read.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, I wasn't there. Yeah. I don't know how they felt. I don't know how the majority felt. I've read, a handful of memoirs, and that's how those people might have felt. Yeah. But who knows if that's, the real narrative.
We keep learning things about the United States military and the politicians who, the president being the, administrator of right? The chief, right?
Commander in chief
of the military. Gulf of Tonkin, right? Getting us into Vietnam, right? Weapons of mass destruction, getting us into the Gulf
War,
right? You know,
Pearl Harbor,
and all of these things were orchestrated by them. We were like lied to the people to get us into war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the 60s, right? I heard the stories from my uncles and my Jaji and Babsi and stuff.
Yeah,
how our family were lined up and shot down by both Germans and Russians, and how their food was, you know, taken from them and starved, and my family starved to death and things like that. And it all goes to money in a politician's pocket.
Yep.
And my family died. So.
That sucks, dude.
You know, it's horrible. Another thing. Remember when they had the $750 billion stimulus package for President Bush and for President Obama? What things were done with that money? Nobody knows where that money went. And the roads are horrible. Our electric supply area is falling apart. It's ancient.
Yep.
And it's these people are getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
And we people are getting poor.
Yep.
They want us to eat crickets. you know, in China, right?
It's worse than that, though. They want you to eat the crickets and be happy about it.
Right, and own nothing. Right. Yeah.
In China, they stopped. Like in Russia, they were giving porridge to the criminals. In China, they said, well, that's too expensive. And they're making their prisoners eat grass.
Whoa.
For real.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's the officials getting the money. And we poor suckers, you know, are just lower and lower and lower and lower.
Yep.
And can't the people see that? Vote these son of a guns out. They're evil.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And thank you for the call tonight, Joe. We appreciate you. It is the politicians who have gotten us into this position. It's voting. It's participating in this system that's gotten us, the government of the United States, into this position. It's their claim of doing it for you. We're doing it in your name. We represent
all
you.
Lies.
You don't
all
represent
lies.
Me. When did you ever ask if I needed or wanted to be represented by you? You never did, right? And the fact is, I'm perfectly capable of representing mm-hmm. myself in all of my matters. I am the most qualified person to make all decisions for me and how I live my life and how I go about my days and all of that. I am the most qualified. Government has the hierarchy upside down, and it should be abolished because they do not control me. I control me.
Yeah, well, who will pave the roads?
People.
People. Always goes back to that question.
Yeah. Always goes back to the
people
road.
Will pave the roads, because if something is necessary, it will be done.
Hmm.
Like this is the
exactly.
This is how
yes.
people have been forever. You can go to like a small cluster of islands where it's all like tribal people. You know, hmm. I mean, they're you know they've got tech and all that kind of stuff. But if you ever want to see a road get rebuilt quickly, watch for like one of these bridges that gets taken out during like a typhoon or something like that. All the people get together, their politics are set aside, everybody pitches in, and the bridge between the two islands gets rebuilt in days. Right now, if that were government,
oh
God. You'd be like, it's going to take us.
Years.
First, we have to get some bids from, you know, everybody. And then we're going to filter them out by the ones that we like best or that we know because they're like our brothers or, you know, somehow related to us or they gave to my campaign. Yeah. And then they're going to have to go out and get all the materials and hire the right people. And then they're going to finally start the work. And
everything is just incredibly inefficient.
We need to have a 3-year environmental impact study.
Everything's got to be in triplicate and forms have to be filled out and created. And
then it goes to the lowest bid. It's junk.
It's ridiculous.
You know, like I think the best, I've been dealing with a couple of Connecticut websites lately, just because I'm still trying to extricate myself from that kind of hole. You go on, and I don't know about all states, but the Connecticut, it just seems like, who built this website? Was it some congressman's,
yes,
you know, 8-year-old?
Literally an 8-year-old. This is like every government website. Yeah.
It's like, God, it's
embarrassing.
It's the lowest bid.
Yeah, and New Hampshire is just as bad. I mean, I've had to try my best to navigate some of these websites.
Yeah,
you know, I'm making an appointment for something, and the calendar doesn't work. It's like, oh my gosh, the startup company, down the road, who like just built their website with, you know, like built it themselves.
You can order everything
works,
online.
It's amazing.
It works
right,
so much better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I can build a better website than this. And let me tell you, not in web design. Like, you know, right. I'm using like the most basic software, and I could build a better website.
Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Gigi calling from South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Gigi.
Well, I'm officially a year older. I can now call myself an old broad.
Happy birthday, Gigi.
Happy birthday.
It was yesterday.
Happy late birthday.
A dismal and dreary day down here in the low country, not to mention the horrible post-hurricane season tropical depression plaguing us. This came from out of nowhere.
Is it over your house right about now?
My husband and I just finished watching a superb political film based on a book written by a famous South African author, Alan Paton. The movie was called A Dry White Season, about exposing the evils of apartheid. And I looked at my husband and I said, I am so sick to death, pissed off, frustrated. I would love to be able to use flushing the toilet language, but I have to be appropriate.
Behave now,
Gigi. Still maintain my composure as a educated, respectable lady. You should pardon the expression. On both sides, just like Ian's letter said, that I relish loving reading over and over, the monsters, and I'm quoting Mr. Freeman, on both sides, Hamas and the IDF. If I tell you after this movie, I looked at my husband and I said, I studied all this as an undergrad, then in grad school, through my PhD program, and we're still living with systems similar. Oppression, occupation, segregation, economically, militarily, politically. I am so frustrated, and I'm speaking as a proud woman of a Middle Eastern Jewish heritage. I love my history. I love my culture. But I am so disgusted and utterly turned off by every opportunity on all three sides of the argument.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't the Israeli government and the Palestinian community get their act together and go forward in a progressive manner and interact with trade, with humanitarian attitudes on cultural infrastructure development, international exchanges. If Northern Ireland and Great Britain can do it, if Israel and Germany can do it, of all countries, if the United States and Vietnam can do it, if Jordan and Egypt can do it with Israel, why don't we see it happening? I am fed up.
I can tell you why. I know it's a rhetorical question, but for our listeners that may not be familiar, the reason why this is all happening is because currently, at least in that situation, hate is stronger. Hate
is winning.
I
agree with you on that, Captain. 800% I agree. But it's wrong, and it's long overdue to get rid of it.
I agree. Hey, I was looking at this. You mentioned the movie Dry White Season. It's a.
I love that book and the movie and the author.
It's got a pretty star-studded cast: Donald Sutherland,
yes, sir.
Marlon Brando.
I'm telling you, Captain Jeffrey and I
Susan
watched
Sarandon.
The whole movie.
Saran wrap.
The whole movie, and I said I read it when I was doing my master's, and it was a fabulous book. I had an awesome, unbelievably fabulous professor of South African political history, and all this stuff still goes on in the world today. In other countries.
Yeah.
When are we ever going to really utilize what the United Nations was established to accomplish? I don't see it happening, Captain.
Well, I mean, sadly, it's probably not going to work in that way, because when governments get together and do these things, they do what's called a good song and dance, right? They do a nice presentation, and they tell you
they can all make money on other people's misery.
Boom, bingo.
Corruption. Ding, ding, ding.
Nail on the head.
Like during the war for 10 years between Iran and Iraq, everybody was making money.
Yep.
Yeah, except for the people that live there that were dying.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I noticed something, and you're all going to laugh, hopefully with me. The older I get, the smarter my father, he should rest in peace, becomes. My father used to say, little girl, history never changes, only the actors.
Hmm. Hey, Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. That reminds me of a quote that I was told, and I don't even remember. I think I read it, actually, in a newspaper, but it was...
Newspaper?
Yeah, I know, right? Ancient technology. It was, we learn from the past... That people seldom learn from the past.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah.
My father always told me, never join the military. That's one quote that's stuck in my head from him. I got to put the Dry White Season on my recommended watching list for the holiday season.
I have not seen this movie because it was made in 1989.
It's got Susan Saranwrap in it.
It does, actually. Marlon Brando, Donald Sutherland, Janet Suzman, a couple other people that I don't recognize. But in 1989, I was wandering the earth like Kane from Kung Fu, and I wasn't watching a lot of movies and television because I was very poor as well. Couldn't really afford much.
Couldn't get the DVD back then?
I don't even know.
There were no DVDs.
Yeah, I'm like, when did DVDs
come out? The VHS.
Was it VHS era?
Mid-90s, maybe, DVDs?
Yeah. So...
The Blockbuster had it.
Oh, yeah.
Please be kind. Rewind.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, I miss that place.
Me too. That was like solid childhood memories for me.
Well, I'm going to add that to my recommended watch list. Dry White Season.
603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us tonight. We'll finish talking about this AI summary of Lysander Spooner's Constitution of No Authority. Plus, there's plenty more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator is comparing the flow of immigrants to the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now. and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin defined dangerous as only being able to screen a small percentage of those crossing the border every day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed shock and heartbreak following the IDF's accidental killing of three hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu affirmed that Israel would persist with its military invasion of Gaza. On Saturday, a U.S. Navy warship intercepted and destroyed 14 drones launched from rebel-controlled regions in Yemen, engaged the attack drones in the Red Sea with no reported damage to the ships and no injuries. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number 603-283-6160. If you want to staple that to your forehead or whatever you have to do to remember it.
Backwards. So when you look in the mirror, you have the right number. Don't call the wrong number.
Don't want to make that mistake again.
Don't call 0616.
061-638-2306. Don't call that number. Instead, call 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
We have been talking about, well, we were previously talking about this person on the Twitter who asked Mixtral, this is one of these AI chatbot kind of things, to summarize The Constitution of No Authority, which is a book by Lysander Spooner.
So is this like an AI book report?
Basically.
It's like Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes. Jeez, it's a paragraph.
Yeah.
Bullet points.
So we covered one, Constitution is not a contract between the living, but rather an agreement made by a small portion of the population who were alive at the time. Number two, it does not bind future generations, as it was not agreed to by them, and they have no obligation to follow it. Number three, the Constitution has never been signed or agreed to by the majority of the population, making it an invalid contract. Now, somebody pointed out to me, I believe the guy who posted this, pointed out that the only problem with this here is that it sort of insinuates that if a majority did agree to it, it would make it a valid contract. That's not how contracts work. Contracts are not usually between the majority of people forcing themselves upon the majority. That's not how contracts work. Contracts are willing parties on both sides agreeing to something. Anybody who didn't agree or isn't on one of the sides and didn't agree is not subject to any of it. That's how a contract works. So, number four, even if it were a valid contract, it would only be binding those who explicitly agreed to it, not on any descendants or subsequent generations.
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah, like just because if my dad has a contract with somebody,
right,
then why do I also have a contract with that person?
If I contract somebody to, this is not a euphemism, plow my driveway in the winter.
Or plow your bean field.
If I contract somebody to provide snow removal services.
That's a better way of putting it.
In the wintertime here in New Hampshire. And I pay them to do so. My children are certainly not obliged to continue to pay this entity if and when I die.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you sell the house. Your contract, you don't have to pay for the other person who bought your house. There's snow.
Right. That's not how contracts work.
Yeah.
So, number five, the idea that the Constitution is a social contract that binds all citizens is a myth perpetuated by those in power to justify their rule.
But doesn't the Constitution limit the government's power, not give it power to rule?
The Constitution, as I understand it, is supposed to be guidelines for human beings to control their government so it doesn't get out of control, which obviously didn't work.
Didn't work.
So.
We need 2.0.
The whole concept of social contract, like, that's not how contracts work, right? You don't, like.
But it's also not a law.
Right, but like people can't be subjugated to a contract they never agreed to. Well, they can.
I mean, we are.
But it's done by force. It's done under duress.
Right, but I mean, are we employees of the corporation called the United States of America within Washington, D.C.? So we have to follow those, you know.
Yeah, the other thing
policies.
About, the other thing about contracts is, you know, there's usually a way to get out of them. If you look at contracts for, you know, all sorts of things.
I think the only way to get out of this contract is to, like, literally die. Or, like, move somewhere else and, like, terminate citizenship or something. I mean,
as much as you can, you should, you know, live your life as free as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, if something gets you in your way, well, you'll have to deal with that at that time.
Yeah.
And if everybody just sort of started doing that, why, we wouldn't be in this mess. So, my advice to everybody is, you know, do you.
Right? Live your life.
You do you. Live your life. Be in charge of your life. Be the captain of yourself.
Right? But most people are voting for money. And if they vote for money, then they, you know, it's like a worm on a hook.
I've had people, like, I'll be standing in the living room at, like, a holiday party during election season or something, and, you know, somebody, some girl will be like, oh, I'm going to vote for him because he just has better looking eyes.
Oh, my God.
You know, or a dude will be like, I'm not going to vote for her. No broad's going to be in charge of my country. Blah, blah, blah. That kind of a
thing. Yeah, they don't have real reasons.
Yeah, it's like, that's not, you don't understand voting at all. And if you did, you probably wouldn't do it.
Right, but people, even, let's say on a local level or a state level, you know, this candidate is going to provide more benefits for me. People think that they're getting something. So they'll vote for that tyranny. Yeah. Where other people say, like, that's tyranny. They look at it as, where's my free stuff? I'm going to vote for that.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, particularly when it comes to, like, voting or contracts, for that matter, let's say a group of 10,000 people got together, and amongst themselves, they agreed that they were going to hold a vote for who was going to lead this group of 10,000 people. Right? And so they vote, And, you know, some guy wins, right?
Probably his name is Captain.
Right?
He'd be the captain.
Whatever it is. Hopefully his name's not Captain.
Who's going to lead the ship?
Probably have to change my name if that happens.
Oh, gee.
So, you know, somebody wins. We'll call him Bob. Bob wins, right? Now, the rest of humanity is not subject to this vote.
Just the 10,000 people.
Only if they agreed, right? And the ones who lost also have the ability to opt out. Right, like, the guy didn't want, you know, so I'm going to get out of this organization. You can go join another organization. You know,
right, well, yeah, you could quit the organization. Like, can you quit the United States? Can you become a, you know?
No, there is no way to opt out of government as an institution. You
right.
just can't do it. It's not possible. And, like, you can renounce your citizenship.
I think it's possible.
And all that,
like,
kind of a thing. But, like,
it's impossible.
But, like, you,
but like I said,
gonna,
you literally, like, have to die, basically.
Right. You're going
to
end up... Like, if you leave the geographic area of whatever government you're under, in our case, the United States, if you leave...
You're going to be under the...
You're going to be under another government. So,
yeah.
Like...
And even, where was that place?
Which
that,
slave plantation has the greener grass?
Well, right, so they had that place. Oh, I wish I remembered what it was called, but it was like a tiny little spot where it was like no man's land sort of thing.
Liberland?
Liberland. So... Even them, I mean, so they're like, oh, we're in this, you know, there's no government here. Governments from other places came
yep.
and attacked them and then yep. was like, this is our land now. We're killing you and destroying your mud huts.
Well, Liberland is still there, but they have been co-opted by organizations.
So,
yeah.
I mean, even in that case, yeah, it's like you literally don't really have an option. And that's why I kind of like Captain's, you know, philosophy of, you know, be free, do your thing. And if you run into issues, address them then.
Yeah, that's the
you know
only
what I mean?
Way to do it.
And that's kind of like what I try to do. You know, I'm like not going to be stupid. There are certain things that I do that I don't love just to not go to prison.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's kind of the best we can do. And yeah, it's kind of disheartening sometimes. But, you know, we can spread the word of freedom.
Yes.
We can inspire other people. We can live our lives as most authentically as we can.
Yep.
But you can't let it get you down too much. Like, you still have to live your life
yeah.
as best as you can and try to be as happy as you can, you know. Because I do see, like, some, like, libertarian anarchist types who get real doom and gloom. I just see them on Facebook all day, like, the government, the ATF, like, they're ruining my life. And it's like, no, you're... At this point, like, you're ruining your own life by being so fixated on it,
yeah,
and it's, like,
yeah.
fixated on things that you can't change. If you can change it, and if you can make steps to change it, do it, but there's no point in, like, crying about it all day if there's nothing you can do about it imminently.
Yeah, try not to participate in as many things that...
Yeah, I mean, that's the best you can do, right?
Right.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. I think this is Jet calling. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Constitution. I wanted to. Well, first of all, since you mentioned governments, there is no such thing as a government. There are only violent, evil people wanting to control you. Okay, back to the Constitution.
Thank you, Jeff.
As you might recall, I've been in the military twice.
And, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what's kind of fun about that. You know, each time they gather you into this room and tell you to raise your hand and swear to the Constitution and stuff like that, right?
Right, right.
Well, I didn't do it. You know, I was in the crowd. I just kind of stood there. Anyway, but what I discovered later on was the Constitution is not what you think it is. The Constitution and people who swear to it, the Constitution is just four pieces of paper. And so it's not the content of the Constitution that you swear to. It's to the four pieces of the paper to protect and defend.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's when you think about it, I mean, as you said before, it doesn't apply. I mean, if your great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather's rules don't apply to you, then somebody else's great-great-grandfather's rules don't apply to you either.
Right.
You know, it's pretty simple stuff logically. I just don't know why more people don't grasp it.
Well, it's because people are not logical as their first sort of act, right? People, generally speaking, act from emotion and not from logic or reason. So, Are you on a speakerphone there, Jet? Because it sounds
like... with the window open?
Yeah, it sounds like you're, I don't know, at a printing press or something. There's a lot of noise going on in the background.
Oh, sorry. Had the engine running in the car.
You better go catch it.
Did that help?
Oh, that's way better. Thank you. All right, go ahead with your next thought.
Yeah, well, the only other thought I ever have is that people need to understand that these groups, these violent, evil groups, who call themselves government, really are just other people. they have a title and they go into some fancy office does not give them any greater privilege or right than anyone else. And that's the message that I just keep pounding over and over to everybody I meet. If they're just other people, why do you even pay attention to them?
It's a good point, Jet. And people go into it for power, or at least the illusion of power, that they have power over others. And this can be tested easily just by, questioning the validity of any bureaucrat, right? Like, what do you do? Yeah. What are you for, right? Like, if you start questioning, they'll get all defensive. Like, yeah. Oh, I have power. I will see to it that you X, Y, or Z, right? They want to force you to their will.
As another little note that I thought of as you were talking about that, I've been put in jail like 5 times, on bogus charges. Everything was dropped. But the reason I think that I went to jail was when in talking to this person with the costume on, I just talk to them as a normal person. I don't bow down to them. I don't give them any deference as far as yes, sir, no, sir, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I even ask them, what's your first name? And if they're willing, I call them by that.
Right.
So they don't appreciate it when, especially the younger cops, when you don't bow down and obey them, do what they say, and when they give you a command and you say no thanks.
Yeah. Is that a lawful order?
No thanks.
Yeah. I don't answer questions.
Yeah, I apologize to them, right? I'm like, I'm sorry, officer, I don't answer questions.
Well, I would never use that phrase. I might say something like, well, that seems irrelevant. Or the better thing is always to turn a question around. They ask you, so where are you coming from? Where are you going?
Where are you coming from?
Coming from? What are you talking about?
Do you know how fast you're going? Do you know how fast you are going?
Yeah, how fast did you have to go to catch me?
Yes.
The worst thing. The other thing is you ask them a question like, I hear that a lot, that people ask you, where are you coming, where are you going? What is that all about? In other words, turn it around on them. Make them think about all this stupid stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
I think it's best just to say I don't answer questions.
Yeah, but like I said, that's rather antagonistic, You can say
that's why I apologize like first, right?
Apologize.
It softens it. I'm sorry, officer, I don't answer questions.
Well, you might as well say, I'm sorry, I'm not playing your stupid game, so...
I mean, that seems antagonistic, right?
I'm not part of your company.
I'm sorry, officer, I don't play your stupid games. Yeah. Like, that's going to,
Definitely escalate the situation.
Well, no, but it's kind of the same thing to their ears as I don't answer questions when it's done. Then they always ask, well, why not? And you say, well, that's a question. And I don't answer questions.
I don't answer questions.
Yeah, it's... I always say things like, that's irrelevant, or that's not important, or...
Anything you can and say will be used against you.
Yeah, you can always ask that, too.
Yeah, the only question that I would ask is, am I being detained or am I free to go?
Yeah, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
Under arrest, am I free to go?
Detained.
Yep.
Free to go.
Yep.
My son actually used that when he was 16 years old. I had no idea that he was paying attention to what I was telling him.
Smart kid.
But he left home in the middle of the night for whatever reason and went to a church parking lot. And he was just kind of sitting there, finally fell asleep. He woke up at like 6:30 in the morning with people pounding on his window and a shotgun pointed at him from one side and an AR-15 from the other side. And it was a little shocking initially, but then when they started talking to him, he said, I'm just here sitting in the parking lot sleeping. And at some point, he interjected, am I being detained or am I free to go?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they let them go.
So the AR and the shotgun were being held by people calling themselves officers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The costumed,
yep,
violent evil gang who honestly believe that they are righteous and more righteous than you and I. That's what I always want to tell people. They do not have any more right than you or I, except in your mind.
Right.
Now, if you're willing to go to jail because it's in your mind, yeah, it's a choice.
Well, I think if you ask them their name and badge number and then, you know, am I under arrest? Am I free to go? They kind of say, this guy knows their game. So right. I think, you know, they can't intimidate you as much if you just stick to your guns like that.
Oh, they'll still play games.
Oh, they'll still, yeah.
Get out of the car.
Yeah.
Go sit over there.
Yeah. Show us your papers.
Yes. Right. Show us your ID.
And you go, no, I'm good.
Yeah, the last time I got pulled over, it was supposedly for, I had like a headlight out. You know, it was nighttime. It was dark out. And they're pulling me over to let me know that I had one headlight out. I was like, huh. Gee, thanks. You know, like I wouldn't have figured that out by myself. But I had a backpack sitting on the passenger seat, and they're like, what's in the bag? And I'm like, I don't believe I have to answer that. Right?
Am I legally allowed, required to answer that question? No, you're not.
You know,
They should expect you to say, none of your ass's business in that bag. It's my bag. Is that your bag?
Right.
Why are you so curious about my bag? You know, and of course, then they drag you out of the car and beat you up. But 2 years later, you get $200,000. So,
well, yeah, but still, like, you shouldn't have to be subjected to their crap in the first place, so.
Yeah, if I would have known that I could have sued all these people each time I was falsely arrested like that, I mean, I probably would have never had to work.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Jet?
The only thought that I like to leave is the same thing that I keep saying everywhere. Every chance you get, every caller that comes in, every person you talk to, help them into the mindset that these are just other people. You know, whether they're running for the grand poopah of the universe or whatever it is, it's just another person. They're not special. That's it.
Hey, Jet, thank you for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160. Just to finish off here, number six on this summary by an AI of Lysander Spooner's No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. Ultimately, individuals have no obligation to follow unjust and illegitimate government and have the right to resist and overthrow it. I mean, I couldn't have said that any better. However, most people would follow that with, well, what do we replace it with? Nothing.
Nothing.
The answer is nothing. It doesn't mean,
let's take a few years off, okay?
What do we replace slavery with? Nothing. Right?
More slavery. Like,
no.
That's not the right answer.
A new and improved slavery.
No. Ultimately, individuals have no obligation to follow, period. Right, the Constitution, period, any government, period, right? You have no obligation because, as Jet explained, they are just people. They believe, they hallucinate the illusion of authority, and then, you know, they will use that to beat you, and if you resist, you know, throw you in a cage. If you resist that, they will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no obligation to follow them. Spooner's arguments, this is just, you know, so they listed the six bullet points, and then there's a summary of the summary, I guess. Spooner's arguments are rooted in his belief in natural rights and individual sovereignty, which he sees as being incompatible with a coercive and centralized government, such as that established by the Constitution. He argues that individuals should be free to govern themselves and form voluntary associations rather than being subjected to the rule of a distant and unaccountable government. I mean,
ding, ding, ding.
Like,
there you go.
I've read the Constitution of No Authority. It's not eighth grade reading level, right? I mean, it's college reading level, right? You know, and it's kind of a chore, right? There's some really good stuff in it, but it's a bit of a chore to read through.
The AI chatbot figured it out.
When I read this, I'm like, this is an excellent summary.
Right. You can hand this out as a piece of paper to, you know, on a flyer.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be very difficult to do at all.
Are we printing some out right now?
I
think that's a secret message from the ghost of Lysander Spooner.
I heard a machine kick. I'm like,
hello, is that you?
I'm like, what's going on, man?
They're printing the flyers right now.
Spooner's faxing us from
the... Did somebody say flyers?
Spooner's faxing us from the grave.
Yeah.
I will post a link to this over on our social media as well in case you want to view it or, you know, make it into something.
Are there a lot of other good topics that Twitter X person has on their feed?
I don't know. I've been following this account for some time, but this is the first time it ever, like, jumped out at me and, you know, amongst all the noise, right?
Right.
I'm always scrolling when, you know, in between stuff, like, scroll. Every now and again, something jumps out at me, right?
Right.
And so that's just kind of how I do social media at this point in my life. I'm not really all that engaged. I no longer get into long, drawn-out arguments online.
I just scroll for memes. That's
online with, like, people who, like, want to debate and make points and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't want to do that.
It's not even worth it anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I used to engage far more where people would, like, argue about, you know, well, without the states, what would
X, right?
You know, and
I just don't
have
the capacity. Like, it's such low-level... I don't have the capacity for it anymore. I'm like, I'm not going to explain this. Explain something that the Tuttle Twins explains to children to you. I can't. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it does get tiring. And also, there are far better ways to acquire the knowledge of which we speak, right? Lysander Spooner, for example.
Or Tuttle Twins.
There have been, like anarchist authors are older than dirt, right? Like, anarchist thought isn't new.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination. It's just that the internet, of course, in the same way it allowed things to be created, like cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, for example, allows a faster spread of information. So at first, all of the old authors got, you know, more distributed.
A new lease on life.
Right? And then other people started talking about it, too, because, you know, you have to put these things into modern terminology for, you know, younger people to understand them. So that's how we got to where we're at. 603-283-6160. Still to come, brain implants and why people don't want to turn them off.
What?
Coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.